Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. It's really good of you to come on and to listen, and I'm delighted to be speaking to you again. The main purpose of this podcast is to really talk to people about some really good stuff about the Bible, about life, about knowing God and blessing. I want to talk to you about the sounds of the Jubilee this week. Most of us will have, I would imagine, watched something or been involved in some way in the celebration of the Queen's 60th years upon the throne. And that's a wonderful thing. My wife and family went down to London. They think they're stars because they ended up on the TV, and they really had an exciting time. And when you think about the Jubilee, you think of processions, you think of music, you think of whether it be the concert in the park, you think of all sorts of types of music there, old names, people who've spanned a long time of inexperience of singing and performing. Or when you think of the processions, you think about the trumpets, you think about the bands, you think about those great public evidences of cheer and appreciation and honouring those 60 years. Or if you consider the service in the cathedral, then you think about the choirs and you think about the music that's involved there. It's a great, great thing to be involved in that. The Bible talks about a year of Jubilee. It talks about the sound of a trumpet. It talks about celebration. In fact, the year of Jubilee was a wonderful thing because it was about the time when three things happened. Really, land was restored to people who needed to get back the family assets that had passed on to other people. Debts were cleared and people who had become in a form of slavery were reinstated. And that's the wonderful thing that is paralleled in what the Lord Jesus does for a person when they come to trust in him. He clears their debt. The Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins. He paid the debt of sin upon the cross. The Bible said in the book of Colossians in chapter 2 that there were charges against us and that he took those charges and he took the handwriting of ordinances that was against us and he nailed it to his cross. The Lord Jesus, he paid in full the price for sin. Christ died for our sins. And the guilt that we have before God, he blots it out if we're prepared to trust him. Debts were paid. But we were far from God, but we're brought back, just like that would have happened in the year of Jubilee in the Bible. We're brought near to God through the precious blood of Christ. And things that we never possessed and couldn't because we'd lost them because of sin, he brings us into being joint heirs with Christ and sharing in all that Christ has. Now, if you'd love to know more about that, listen to more of these podcasts. Think about not just the celebrations of the Queen's Jubilee, but what God wants to do to restore people and to bring them back to himself and to forgive their wrong and to clear their debt and to give them peace with God. The message of the Bible and Christ can be summarised in this: preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Sounds of the Jubilee. Rejoice with Christ as well as with the Queen. Thank you once again for listening.